to right field. Way up there and way out of here.
Center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick is...
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books.
And here we have it. 3 days later, the Phillies take the series 2-1. As I predicted, Ave, right back to you. What are your thoughts? How do you feel coming off of a 2-1 loss to Philadelphia? The GOATs, oh. I should say.
One, you can go fuck yourself. Two.
Already did it when we won.
It was a good series. All right. You got to say that. We were treated to three good baseball games, and you got to love that.
The third game was not a good game. It was in your eyes, maybe, but that was an awful display of baseball, dude. They were flat from the first inning on.
Dude, we were flat the whole series pretty much, except the first inning in game three.
And sure, you did have that one big inning to lead it off.
Yeah, and, well, Corbin was – he was awesome. That was the best I've ever seen him.
I was impressed, dude. I was honestly
– this year.
Right before – first pitch, they were showing his pitches and like what percentages he mixes them up. And they said he throws the slider more than anything. Fastball is second, then two seam, then sinker, then curve, then changeup. That's six pitches, man. Not too many guys out there are have that big of an arsenal and a repertoire.
He's got so, the pitches. Yeah, he's got the swing and miss stuff as well. He's got the pitches. He just has to put it together. I don't know what his problem was, but in his last three starts, he has a 2.70 ERA. So at least it's looking up for him, and we know he's a good pitcher. We've seen him before. We saw him with the D-backs. But besides that, really not too many bright spots for us in the series. I mean, John Lester pitched all right. Fetty was in game one. I mean, he held him at least.
Fetty was dog shit.
No, he kept us in the game. He kept us in the game.
Behart put him right back down to earth where he was last year, which was worst pitcher in the league. And it's not a fucking, it's not just the title. That is literally what he was.
Yeah, of course.
And Behart reminded him of that.
Of course, Harper would go deep.
Yep.
And freaking. Oh, Dubel. Dude, that was
what was that you were saying about Josh Bell, though? About how he looks like he's sleeping out there and he doesn't want to be there.
He does, dude. That at bat with the bases loaded was the worst. He didn't even look like he wanted to be there. He rather looked like he'd be doing anything else. And what I heard from, well, my dad actually told me, Pittsburgh fans and stuff like that, and a bunch of people that have played, coach, whatever, just said he's a lazy guy and he just relies on his talent and size and stuff, and he doesn't try to work to get any better. So I hope that's not true, but.
Well, he sure as hell looks like the monster from Predator. So if you're looking like that, coming out at 6'5", 250, whatever the hell he is, hitting fucking second deck shots, how much work do you need to put in? Psych, he needs a lot of it. He's dog water. He had a fucking flash in the pan on Sunday or yesterday.
Shut up. Your team's a flash in the pan. It always is. Longest playoff drought.
What we are is inconsistent.
Longest playoff drought in the National League.
Dude, we're inconsistent. We are a 500 team, and the day that we get out of that is the day that that we can say that we made it. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time.
You guys aren't a playoff team, let's be real.
We're a 500 team, and based on how the NL East is looking, that could be enough to squeeze into the wild card.
Dude, you're not squeezing into shit with a 500 record. The wild card, you literally got the Braves, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Cardinals, the Brewers. There's so many teams.
We swept the Brewers. Nats aren't doing shit, dude. Let's be honest, dude. The best you guys are doing is third place.
Dude. Yeah, above you guys in fourth.
Good one.
Dude. Just wait.
You and the fish can stay bottom feeders.
We gave you those first two. We were like, here you go. And then the last game, we showed up. We gave you a little taste of what we're going to be seeing July 26th.
Yeah, I'm sure Brad Hand was like, yeah, let me just toss up a fucking meatball to Odubel Herrera. I'm sure that's
dude, what he said. Dude, that wasn't even a meatball. That was a good pitch. That was just a fucking good
swing. It was a hanging slider.
It was a pretty good pitch. It was just a better swing.
It was a hanging slider right down the middle.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm about to watch
it. Take a look at it. Hanging slider right down the middle.
All right, I'm going to watch it now. If at bat would
work. He Herrera threw that bat in the 10th row.
Do you think I care? MLB TV is 50% off right now for a limited time only sale.
Stock up, ladies and gents. The time is now.
Yeah, I still haven't paid for it, and somehow I'm still being able to watch it. Because I bought it last year, but I don't know. All right, here's this damn video. Nobody cares. What a disgusting performance from Brad Hand once again.
Once again is the key word.
Here, let's watch this crap.
And play it out loud. Let me reminisce.
What do you think? I'm going to play it in silence. Load. Here we go.
Right center field going on it is Robles. It's gone.
It's gone. You're damn right. It's gone. It's gone.
McCarthy. All right. He might have hung it a bit. Whatever. It was a decent pitch.
That was belt high down the middle.
That was not belt high. That was about to catch the corner.
Oh, it was what, the outside corner or the inside corner?
Outside corner.
Doesn't matter, dude. He tanked that shit the dead center. That's a bomb.
Well, Schwarber and Bell bombed your ass. Let's go. Doesn't matter. We got a big stretch coming here. Frickin' D-backs, Cubs, Orioles, Reds. We got to clean up.
All right, so here's a question I have for you, and I'll answer it myself. Who do you think had the best performance of this series from a pitching aspect? Me, personally, I'm going
the whole series or just my team?
This series, for your
team. Corbin.
Right.
Corbin's outing was better than Wheeler's.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. I think he had the best outing of the series for both teams. For the Phils, I'm stuck between Anderson and Wheeler because Anderson, I feel like Anderson's is more special just because he was due for that.
Yeah, he actually pitched really well.
5 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, and 5 Ks. So not a bad stat line. Definitely better than what he's shown us all year, or all month, I should say, all month and a half.
Yeah. Well, my standout player I'll give on offense for the series, excuse me, Starlin Castro. He went 4-for-5 in game 2 and 2-for-3 with an RBI double in game 3. And he extended his hitting streak to 11 games in game 3. So he is now on 11-game hitting streak. He's been raking in the month of May.
I'm curious where he stands in regards to the rest of the league with hitting streaks right now.
I'm not sure. I think Trey Turner had like a 6-game hitting streak, but that might have ended in game 3 because I don't think he had a hit. So, but it was a good series. Even though we lost, it was still a good 3 games of baseball I got to watch.
Yeah, it was definitely a good series. I'm actually about to find out right now who has the highest hitting streak. and it is Marcus Stroman and Tommy Edman, both AL NL. And Starlin Castro is tied for second with Rojas, Aguilar, Didi.
Hmm. Wait, what is what's Edman and Semien at? What is their hit streak?
12.
Yeah, okay.
Stanton is also at 12. Winker's at 12. Frazier's at 12. So I don't think they're current like right now. I think that's just highest at one point of the season.
Well, that's hitting for 10 games in a row, even getting one hit is crazy.
Yeah, I know for a fact.
Imagine freaking Joe DiMaggio. What was his hitting streak? It's 56, right?
Yes, it was. I know for a fact this isn't current to the day because I don't think Didi has hit in the last 11 games he's played.
What does it say for Castro? 11?
Yeah.
And it's got to be.
Well, I know Segura easily is on a 10-game hitting streak because that's what he says for him right now. Tim LaCastro is at 9. Acuna is at 9. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, he's right.
Raimel Tapia is at 9.
Yeah, he walked you off. And Castro, in Starlin Castro's last 7 games, he's hitting .520.
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts. Personally, since the series is over, I wouldn't be opposed to hoping that it goes for a while. But best of luck to you guys until we shit on you again next month.
Oh,
and if you got nothing more.
Yeah, I'm wrapped up. Let's wrap it up. Going out to dinner soon.
We'll see your asses in June.
Yes, we will. And then we'll see you in July when we're hopping on down to CBP.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, man. Well, I will talk to you later and wrap this up. We'll see you on Monday for the weekly recap. And I'm out. Got nothing else.
Yeah, one more thing. Just let us know if you guys want to see like a recap of every series or if you wanted to see the weekly recaps. We're definitely going to continue to do Phillies Nats preview recap. So again, as always, just let us know and we'll see you guys in the next one. Appreciate it.
Later, guys.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.